Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to today's episode, Wealthy After 40. I am so excited to have guest Angela Quinteros with us. She is a certified Christian life coach and motivational mentor. Her 19-year career in education and her lifelong walk with God have equipped her with the skills, gifts, and experience needed to partner with women and transform their lives through coaching and applying biblical principles to everyday life. She is also a wife and mom to three active teen boys. Faith over fear is her motto, and she is passionate about sharing her story with others in an effort to inspire them to take their own leaps of faith and follow God. So Angela, I know when we were talking earlier, that leap of faith you took to leave a career and start life coaching to serve women. So share how that started and how it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny how, you know, the title of your podcast being Wealthy After 40, and I am after 40, I'm 42, about to be 43. And all of this big shift, this pivot in my life happened like at 40. So you could almost kind of say like, was she having a midlife crisis? And no, it was just God, me following God's calling on my life and him providing an opportunity for me to sort of get a fresh start, so to speak. I had a 19-year career in public education in California. And that career culminated to me becoming an elementary school principal, where I was at the same school leading for 5 years and leading them through the pandemic. And so all that craziness of like schools closed, schools kind of open, schools all the way open, but with lots and lots of new rules and like people sort of freaking out of like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know how. I'm not that good with technology. And now you want me to only use technology to teach, and just all the insecurities that my staff was having, that the students and families were having. And then on top of that, the changes with, being at the mercy of the government and the rules that they were deciding we needed to have to get through this crazy thing that we all went through in the pandemic. And as you heard in the intro, like I have three kids of my own. And so being a leader and being kind of the one who was expected to be the face of the school and be there every day, regardless that there was not a single body on campus. Meanwhile, my three kids were at home trying to do school themselves. And they are stereotypical boys of like unmotivated, unorganized, and it was a struggle. It was a huge struggle. And so I literally, in a cry of desperation to God, I was just like, okay, God, like we've always known that education was not my forever career. And I just never knew where it might lead next or what might be the next thing. And so I just asked him, I was like, is it time? Because like, I've done the math and I don't think I can do this for 25 more years till my full retirement pension age. Wow. And so really just in that cry of desperation. And so God, he did his thing, and he sent me, like literally my mom, like 2 days later, sent me a Facebook ad for someone else that it used to be one of her former bosses that was starting consulting to get people in online businesses like up and running and creating six figures. And so it's so funny that like that wealth piece, because to be honest, like I was in a six-figure salary and we had gotten used to that. You know, it's like You start to make more, but you start to spend more.
Yeah.
And so we were very accustomed to like what was coming in and what we could do with that. And I was outwinning my husband by double, salary wise, and had always been the breadwinner of our family. And so when the concept of life coaching came up, one of my first questions for this lady was like, can I replace my income? Like, this is like, I'm not willing to make less money. And she's like I said, she was like a high ticket client type coach. And so that is what sh how she coaches people to do in an online business is like, we go for the top right from the get go. And I show you how to scale quickly and I show you how to get there. So she essentially did tell me, like, yeah, if you do the work I'm telling you to do, and you put in the time and the effort, while you're like now, while you're still working as a principal and getting all those paychecks, within 6 months to a year, like we should be able to replace this six-figure income and then some. So in my mind, I'm starting to think even bigger, right? Like that whole wealthy thing. Like, okay, cool. Like I'm in. Let's do it. And I get to do this from home and be available to my kids and my husband, which I had never in 18 years of our marriage and life been able to do before. So that was what I needed to hear. That was that security piece of like, okay, the money can be available in this way, and I can have this opportunity for time freedom and eventually financial freedom, again, from while working from home and just having that flexibility. So I said yes and signed on, and that was in, let's see, our first call was in October of 2020, and then I had signed on with her and gotten started in February of 2021 while I was still working full time as a principal. And in the world of education, co your contracts, like you don't have a job forever. You contract year to year. And they essentially send out letters of intent around that same time of February, March of like, are you coming back next year? And it's a job offer. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that even though I had not made any money yet as a coach, I was just in the creation, like finding out my audience and who I would serve and all those things, what kind of programs and packages I would be able to offer. I was in that beginning stage and I hadn't made a single dollar, but I just knew I was exactly headed towards where I needed to be headed towards, and I was done with my career. Like God had just said, like, yep, well done, good and faithful servant. And so I turned in that letter of resignation and intent at the same time of like, no, I do not intend to return. In fact, I intend to resign. In February, and my business coach freaked out. She was like, what? But we haven't made money yet. Like, I told you we can do this, but I said 6 months to a year. Like, I don't think you should leave the security of your job yet. And I was just like, I'm cool. I am okay with it. I know God will provide. I know this is what needs to happen. And I know it needs to happen now because like my mental health, my family relationships, that they need this. And so there is not, I'm not going to start a school year and start making, $20,000, whatever, in that first quarter and then decide that I'm ready to quit. Like, once I'm in, I'm in, and I'm just not signing up for a whole nother school year. And so it really took that faith of like, I know I'm not making money yet, but I'm also not willing to just wait till I start making money and then have to, continue being committed to two different things at the same time, and or the concept of leaving people high and dry in the middle of the year. Like I just wasn't willing to put myself in that position. So it was an all or nothing kind of thing. And and so glad that that's what I said yes to, and that God gave me that opening, but also too that like I had the courage to take it.
A lot of courage. And how, okay, so
I know, I kind of
tell
threw a
me,
lot all at once.
no, I'm just trying to think how to formulate this question around, the wealth. So you traded wealth is what you did. You traded monetary wealth for additional areas of wealth. So can we talk about that? Like share your insights, share your feelings, share your wealth in those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, this has been that topic of wealth beyond monetary wealth is kind of like a signature talk of mine. I've been a guest speaker talking about this concept of obedience equals abundance. And so, an obedience meaning like following God's will for your life, regardless of what it might look like to the world, regardless of what your closest friends and family may be saying, if it feels illogical or irrational. But if you just know that you've received that calling from God, or you've received that direction from God, you really, truly, honestly have no choice but to say yes if your goal is peace and joy in your life, and that concept of like the provision and the abundance that he promises us in his word, it comes because of our what sometimes may be viewed as a sacrifice. Obedience is not always abundance. It doesn't always mean that wealthy wise. So you may be sacrificing some things in your life from a financial perspective. And I truly believe that's temporary, because when we walk in God's will, like he says, I will provide, like this, give us this day our daily bread. Like he meets our daily needs, but he also meets our desires. God is he's a father that wants to please his children and wants to have relationship with them and wants them to feel his love. One of God's love languages is the gift of giving. That's my opinion. And what I've experienced in my own life is that like he desires for us to experience his love through that provision, through those areas of wealth. And so it can look financially, but also too, like the time freedom, the wealth of time and flexibility to be able to just be fully present in your own life, your family's lives, and their needs. Like, for example, right now, for your audience, Daylene, you know this because we just chatted right before this interview started, before we started recording. But God has me in this sort of season of still. He has me in this sort of season of maintenance from a business perspective. So from a business owner's perspective, if I told them the actions that I'm taking on a daily basis for my coaching business, it would be like, no wonder you're not making much money. It'd be like, yeah, Angela, it's pretty simple math. But like that's not where God has me. God has me in this wealth of time and space because my husband is working 60 plus hours a week. He's grinding big time, and it's stressing him out. And it's my role right now to have the time and availability to focus on our home and create this like stress-free, to as much as possible. I mean, we do have three teenage kids. Stress-free environment of like, yes, the house is clean and put together every day, just to the extent of having kids in the house. The meal, he gets to come home for lunch and enjoy a nice main like healthy meal with me. When he gets home in the evening, dinner is pretty much ready so that we can just eat together as a family and kind of relax and just unwind. I am learning how to do things in the outdoor area of our home that I've never really done before, because we were sort of your stereotypical, like, I'll handle inside, you handle outside kind of marriage. But I'm taking on more, and this is where God has planted me. Like, he's preparing me. He prepared me to have the time to be able to spend 2 hours cleaning out our pool filter cartridges, because that's something I can take off my husband's plate so that he can just enjoy the pool and swim in it instead of feeling like he has to clean it. Just things like that, where like it's that wealth in the time, it's that wealth in the relationships, and like what my investment in this way is able to do for our marriage and for how my husband feels cared for. Being available and present to my kids, that time that I described when they were home alone trying to do school and this really hard, stressful thing in a world that was ridden with anxiety during that time, and mom is literally not available at all. I was physically gone from our home 10 hours a day, and then when I was home, I was on call 24/7 because of COVID. Like, people had to report to me if they had symptoms, if they had this, if they had that. And there was a whole chain of reaction that had to take place in those instances. So I was literally expected to be responsive almost 24/7. And so I was not available. And it really broke some of our relationships with my kids and really placed like high levels of insecurity and doubt and anxiety, especially in our middle son, to where it really impacted his mental health. And so God created this time and space for not just for me to heal from what I had gone through, giving and giving and trying to keep both worlds afloat, but for my kids, and like just the comfort and the security that they get that mom is here. If I need something, mom is there and she'll respond. And that over these last 2 years, I can't even tell you how big of a blessing it has been to be able to answer that text of like, "Mom, I forgot my PE clothes. Can you bring them to me?" "Yeah, sure, I'll be there in 10 minutes." Or, "Mom, I forgot my whatever binder and the teacher's doing a binder check next period. Can you get me my binder?" Like, whatever it is, you know, like it has been such a blessing to be able to say yes to those kinds of things. And it has really done amazing things for the emotional health of my kids and just the stability of our household. Like, our home environment has shifted completely. And to me, that's worth more than any dollar I could make.
I love that. I love that. So, if any listener, male or female, is listening and they're in a same situation and they're feeling the pull to make the change, what encouragement, what advice do you have for them to begin to pursue that?
I mean, my encouragement and my advice is like, Nike, just do it. You know, I mean, just do it and take that's why my motto for life has really become faith over fear, because I have taken that and I have seen it multiply in blessings over and over again. I mean, I know we're a little bit short on time, and so I'll try to just quickly give the example of, you know, I described that I'm not wealthy from my life coaching business, which I left a six-figure salary for. But what most people don't know is that I really actually am wealthy. Like, my net worth is over $1 million. And how did that happen? God provided. God provided in the craziest of ways. Some of it expected, like one of it was the death of a grandparent who left me a significant inheritance, which was expected. He had Alzheimer's. When it was his time to go, it was a true blessing for him to be reunited with God in heaven and have his body and mind be made whole again. That was a blessing. But it was also a blessing and a provision in a very timely fashion when I almost quit coaching and thought, we can't do this. Our savings has dwindled. We are like, I'm going to have to get a job. This is just where we're at. And then, you know, I hate to say it this way, but it's truth. Like, my grandfather passes away and I have this opportunity. And so now I have the opportunity to pay myself $2,500 a month on dividends from interest in investments.
Perfect.
You know, and so and my financial advisor, who I had to hire because I got all this money all of a sudden, told me like, "Yeah, we can do this for your lifetime, and probably in the next 3 to 5 years, we can increase this monthly amount, and you won't even feel it. Like, we will continue to just we'll retire you and your husband within the next 10 years."
Wow.
And just like such a blessing. So like, I actually really did get to achieve wealthy after 40 because I said yes. I truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that it's because I was obedient and I took that leap of faith and I just did it and I just trusted. I trusted God that some way, somehow, this was gonna work out. And I know this is just the beginning. I know with full faith that I will make that income that was originally quote unquote promised to me when I first signed on for this gig. I know it's coming. And I'm blessed to be able to be in a season of waiting and not have to have the money right now because God has provided in other ways.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, Angela. Thank you for sharing your story and all of the thoughts. And listeners, if you want to connect with Angela, she is on Instagram under Angela Quinteros Coaching, or she has a Facebook group for Christian women, which is God as Your Guide. So those links are also in the show notes. please go connect with her. And if you have questions, reach out to her. So thank you for your
Yeah.
time today. I appreciate everything that you have shared, and I hope those that are listening are inspired to do something different and find wealth in a different way than monetary. So thank you
Amen.
so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.